The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. It's all politics. Firstly, the President proposing his final budget.
This is the President's final wish list, is what this is. $4.1 trillion to pay for the US government in the coming year. That's a record. It would increase taxes by $2.6 trillion over the next decade.
So that's
it would increase our deficits by $9.8 trillion. That would be added to the current debt of $19 trillion. That sounds to me like of almost $30 trillion we'd be in debt.
It is correct.
Hello.
$30 trillion.
Great. $10 per barrel tax on crude oil. That's a non-starter. There's no way that Congress will give him that.
No.
Paul Ryan was pretty direct. I mean, he said this thing is, he said he'll leave office never having proposed a budget that balances ever, that it's a progressive manual for growing the federal government at the expense of hardworking Americans.
Why isn't this young Paul Ryan terribly bright a presidential candidate?
Well, he has been. But,
well, he was vice president,
vice presidential candidate. I wouldn't put it past him. He's young.
Very, very able. He knows the difference between black and red figures.
Yes, he does.
Doesn't he?
One of the few.
Yeah. So New Hampshire.
Well, last day, last chances on the campaign trail to bring in the New Hampshire primary votes. Bernie Sanders expects to win the Democratic primary handily.
He will win that easily,
He's going to win it easily.
It won't mean anything. Bernie Sanders will blow out.
Oh, yeah, he probably will. Hillary's hoping to keep it close.
Yeah.
You know, if she loses really, really badly, though, there will be a lot of conversation about the tepid nature of her support.
Yeah, I think they're always saying that she would lose New Hampshire badly. She always has, and she lost it last time, but in the big states, she'll pick up the votes. What's going to happen? Trump win easily?
Trump will win. The big fight is for second place, and if it's a close second, it'll be really good for whoever that person is.
Yeah, if Rubio can get respectable in second place, he's a chance.
Yeah, whoever is in second place, if they're close, is going to give them a launching pad for primaries to come.
Happy birthday.
Well, we can sing it now. Warner Chapel Music had claimed to own Happy Birthday to You, for all these years, and they didn't own it. Court has told them so. They've worked out an agreement. They're going to return $14 million in fees.
Okay, and we can all sing it now for free. All right, Harley, see you tomorrow, 8:30 here, 7:30 in Brisbane.